Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, so this night, I want you to open up your heart, prepare yourself. It's always special when you hear from the other half. So everything you've not heard from me, you'll be hearing it in our own unique way. Amen. And I also pray for every single person here that God will give you the kind of support and the kind of help you need. You didn't say amen, you are jealous, that's why. You didn't say amen, you are very jealous, that's why. With a standing ovation, can you rise and celebrate God's servant, Pastor Regina Orji? Can you do that? Celebrate.
Praise God. Let me use this opportunity to quickly thank Pastor Mavis, sir. Thank you, sir, for this privilege to do this. I'm deeply honored to be doing this, and I'm grateful, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Can we just pray in the Holy Ghost for some minutes or some seconds? Can you just, you know, open your mouth and just, you know, le ba ya nama shatandia, le kantole bandia la casa paria da da da, le koso paria chale bandia da 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 da. Is somebody praying? Le ku shatandia da da. Just speak in tongues. Just say it is our language. Let's do it. Le koso paria la ba da 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 da. The love of my life, you are the hope that I cleave to.
You made more than this was to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver.
God. So I'll just be showing us maybe one, for time's sake, one of the reasons, one of the hindrances to why people don't, you know, express their glory fully. And when I share that tonight, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes and he will speak to your heart in the name of Jesus. Can we turn our Bibles to the book of 1 John 2? 1 John 2 from verse 15. I'll do NLT if I do have the NSH translation. He says, do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. Verse 16, he says, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions.
these are not from the Father, but are from the world. Jesus is speaking to you tonight and he's saying that you cannot love him and love the world. So when I sang that song and said that you are the love of my heart, like, it's from a sincere heart. I remember I learned this song when I was very much younger, my teens years, and that song means a lot to me. Declaring that Jesus is the love of my life, the center of my love, the center of my attraction, everything. The Bible is speaking to us this evening and saying that do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world, King James. If you love the world, it's not me that's saying it now. The love of the Father is not in you. I could have said, or maybe you don't love God enough. No, the Bible is saying that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. It means that you cannot have the two together. You cannot love God and then love the world at the same time. No. If you love the world, the love of the Father, it's not like maybe it's there. You're not. Mm-mm. He said that it's not in you because you cannot love God and now love the things of the world. I take up a step further and then we'll look at what the things of the world are. So NLT says, can we look at TPT? Let me just read TPT before I go on. I like to try it. TPT. The same second, 1 John 2. TPT says, don't set the affections of your heart on this world or in loving the things of the world. The love of the Father and the love of the world are incompatible. Verse 16. It says, for all that the world can offer us, the gratification of our flesh, the allurement of the things of the world, and the obsession with status and importance, none of them come from the Father, but from the world. So what are the craving for physical pleasure? Let me define that and then I'll move on from there. The dictionary tells us that craving means to have a strong desire so as to satisfy an appetite, to long or yearn for something. Gratification of the flesh means giving the flesh what it wants. So the cravings for physical pleasure, there are things in the world that makes us, you know, God was saying to me, you know, he was speaking to me when I was preparing, and he told me, first of all, that one of the things that hinders Christians, one of the things that make them not to rise, one of the things that distracts them, gets their attention and retain their attention in that distraction is entertainment. And that's the table I'll be touching tonight. It's entertainment. It's one of the strongest contention for Christians, entertainment. And that's because that's where the seat of the devil is. You know, when Lucifer was in heaven, he had entertainment on the inside of him, every single thing. So the person they are fighting with is not playing with you. I heard someone saying the other day that the devil is a full-time Christian, a full-time devil. But some people are still doing part-time Christianity. You're a Christian on Monday, on Tuesday, you backslide on Wednesday, you're a Christian only on Sundays. The devil is a full-time devil. 24 hours, 7 days a week, 28 days, 30 days, 31 days a month, 365 days in a year. If you had leap year, 366. He's a full-time devil. So the person you are toying with is not even joking with you. So when it comes to entertainment, that's what the Lord said to share tonight. It's a seat of contention for believers. That's one of the things that is eating them. So it talks about the craving for physical pleasure. You want to satisfy your physical pleasure. And one of these is music. So you want to sing our song, yet you want to sing their song. So you want to dance like David danced, but a spice of Davido. You cannot be in Christ and still be in the world. There must be distinguishing factors. You know, God was saying to me that I should speak and say that it must be as clear as day and night. Is there a Christian sitting beside you? Ask them, are you Christian enough? What did they say? Take their reply. Because you cannot bring the two together. No. No, you can't. You cannot be speaking in tongues and yet you like to speak their slangs. No. We don't roll like that. No. A Christian must be distinguished. A Christian must stand apart. The difference must be as clear as day and night. Like light and darkness. They have nothing The Bible said they have nothing in common. I don't know if you get that. Do you understand what I'm saying? They don't have any... Okay, similarities of darkness and light. Who wants to try? They don't have anything in common. A single... They don't have one thing in common. Darkness, light. The spelling is even different. Let's start with that. The spelling is different. They don't... Light is one syllable. Darkness is two syllables. They don't have anything in common. Any single thing. And that's what God is saying to somebody tonight. Let the difference show. If you want to carry this glory, 20 days of glory. If you want to carry this glory, I'm talking about, the difference must show. You cannot be like the people of the world. No. You can't. So people are after the pleasures of the flesh. But the Bible says that at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's where we dwell. That's our, can you tell somebody, say, that's our dwelling place. We don't have a place in the world where we are still feasting and still being like them. So in the church, we sing our song in the morning of your wedding day. God is good, or whatever song is wonderful. Now you sing, you dance, woo, offering time, hallelujah. Before, as you're entering reception, as you enter the car, you have switch mood. As you enter, you get to church with a very decent wedding gown, all covered, holy, righteous. I love white wedding gown. So I just imagine in white flowing and all of that. As I enter reception, no. We cannot believe that the same bride that we saw. Christians. And from glory be to God in the highest, or glory to glory, that we sang again, church, for your offering and your dedication. As we are stepping into the reception, musicians have changed hands. You forget that you are from Zion. You forget that, no, we don't do like this. And there's the thing with, you know, with us Christians. We need to take that stand and show that there is a difference. That there is I'm not like that. So if you still have those kind of things on your phone, you still meditate on those things. You still get inspired. Come on. I mean, the world cannot inspire me. The world cannot, Pastor Marcus always say that, they cannot pressure me. Me, I'm pressured like this. They can't pressure me. So you must take heed. Take heed and stand gallantly. Let the difference show. Light and darkness like day and night. Let the difference be very clear. This is sometimes you see people, you don't even believe that they are believers. You look, that every single thing just look like, everything just look as if they are from another place. The next one is, what it talks about, everything that your eye sees. And I have a problem with this. Every single thing that the eyes of some people see, they want to dwell in it. If they've not gotten it, they will not rest. So, it's the latest fashion. Even though it's not godly, I'm not talking about when something is godly, well, that's okay. But when it's not godly, and believers still want to do it, I have concerns for that. And so, it's the latest. If they've not done it, their body will not rest. A dance step came out today. Aha. People know it in church already. So, my question is, how did you get to know? So that means you sat down with the TV. But you did not stumble on it. No, 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 no. We don't stumble on that steps and learn them. You sat down, digested it, rehearsed it. And so when I enter terms of glory today, oh my, is this dance step our dance? You already planned it in your heart. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with dancing with God, but I'm saying that the lust of wanting to do every single thing that the world does, we can copy good things. But the fact that we are so carried into the, we are so much into the world that we're not even seeing the difference. We know every single thing happening. The celebrities are our models. You don't have Christian models. You want to be like them. So you say, somebody says, oh, I'm an instrument. I'm just trying to listen to their song to get inspired. Hello. You will get stuff from the devil. Only the Holy Spirit inspires the believer. Only the Holy Spirit. The devil cannot inspire you. So if you think that you can make do with what you have and feel that you can come and change it and twist it in church, no. It's still from that source. Everything that your eye sees, they want to do. Every single thing that your eyes behold, that is from the world. Some people so much have cravings for the world that if they've not said that slang, they are about to be itching them. Meanwhile, for the last 6 months, they've not preached the gospel. But their mouth did not itch them. Let me pray for you tonight that your mouth will itch in the name of Jesus. For the sake of the gospel, your mouth will not be able to close it. One of the nights, the power of God was so, you know, mighty in our move, and there was a particular sister who was just, you know, that Jesus is coming. I can't stop saying that. She was crying and screaming. And I said, yes, the Lord have caught you. That's how it be for some people. Your mouth cannot close. your mouth cannot close. You just be speaking about that's how it be itching. That if I don't say it, I feel like something is wrong. You know when you have sanguine children, they cannot stay in one place. They are restless. That's how you be restless in the name of Jesus. It's for a good cause to be able to speak this gospel and preach it. So these people dictate things to us. Everything that our eyes see, the things that we watch, the things that we listen to. Who are you giving your yes to? Who are you giving your heart to? Who are you giving your time to? Who are you listening to? Who are you watching? So you see most of their movies. As you watch, that's how you make decisions from. And that's why Christians need to take the mountain of entertainment. Now let me tell you this. You know why it's important? If you don't churn out excellent stuff, if you're still doing mediocre stuff, people will not watch what we have. I was sharing with this church the other day, and I was telling them, mentioning some names, and I mentioned when I said, see, if you don't give me an excuse that, they are backwards, they are local, they are this one. Mount Zion has stepped up. So if it's that one, we have plenty movie in Christendom to watch. Somebody is standing on that mountain and say, see, on this ground, let's change the course of things. I mean, I see some of those movies and I cry. I watch them sometimes and I speak in tongues. Will you watch Nollywood, Bollywood, Hollywood, and speak in tongues? Come on now. If they are still dictating what your life looks like, Hollywood, Bollywood, and all the wood, your life will remain in the woods. It's not going to come out. Somebody has to arise today and say, I will take up that mountain. Whatever God places in my hand, I will do it excellently. And that's one of the things. Because if somebody is standing that ground, we will have rubbish. My children don't watch normal TV. Oh, you think it's because I just feel like they don't have things that they can show them that is godly. I dictate what they watch because I know that, YouTube doesn't have the same agenda with us. Nollywood doesn't have the same agenda with us. They have a different agenda. It's not the same thing. So I must guard what I have. I don't allow them just watch anything. We don't cook my normal television in my house. This one that we even have TVs by the grace of God. Pastor Mavis has not given, he has given it ourselves. He went to my car. We don't have TV in the house because every time TV comes, he always gives it out. So I select the things that they watch from their childhood so that they'll be used to a certain pattern of the kingdom. Because we are kingdom people, we must behave like that. You must go to the root of who you are. Let me use this opportunity to speak to parents. If you are parents here or you plan to be a parent someday, it starts now. So they cannot watch what I cannot watch. You don't get it? They cannot watch what I cannot watch. Anything I can watch is what they can watch. It must be that deliberate, that intentional. So the word is eating so deep into the system of the church. People are behaving like the people of the world. There's no difference. There's not. You want to make relationship decision because you have seen what is on Nollywood. That when the boy want to catch the ball, the girl will not fall down. He will not catch her. They're not looking at each other. As if they want to kiss. You think that is love? They are already working on your mindsets. So when the time comes, you want to make relationship decision, you will never come to Pastor Mavis. You say, I know the way now. The way that guy's looking at me, I think he likes me. You already know the way because they are showing you a certain way and conforming your mind to their culture, which is not the culture of the kingdom. So when you call you for counseling and say, oh, come, let's talk to you, this brother, this sister, you will run away because you think you know because of what you have seen. Many decisions we want to make. Parents, every single thing we want to do. Some people say that it's not civilization. It's not civilization. Take your stand as a Christian. Come out from among. Can you tell somebody, say, come out from amongst them? Let the difference show. Let the difference be very, very clear. Let the difference be clear. Be bold enough to say goodbye to the things of the world. Hallelujah. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Make up your mind to go God's way for the rest of your life. I think I'll just have to skip some things because of time. Yes, I just have to skip some things. So sometimes people have so much emotional attachment to the world, and so they feel bad when they want to leave the things of the world. You don't love God. The love of the Father is not in you. If it is in you, you will leave those things. Ask somebody, what are you missing in the world? What did they say? I'm not missing anything. And that is the problem. People think that they are still missing something. They feel like, oh, we don't have so much vibe. What do you mean? Should I mention the name of artists? If Ben sings for you on your wedding day, are you not blessed? If it's movie, we have it. If it's music, if it's comedy, drama, entertainment, anything you mention, we have it. We have it in the kingdom. There's nothing I'm missing. Can you say, there's nothing I'm missing in the world? There's nothing there to miss. Anything you want to mention, we have it. It's just that sometimes maybe we are not loud enough, those who are doing it well. But I'm challenging somebody tonight to say, for the sake of my children, I can enter into this so that I will produce. You know, the other day my son was saying to me that when next I preach, I made this my opportunity, I should say it to parents. That's what he told me, my first son. That allow your children watch only Superbook. That's what he said to me. He said, I should tell them why he has seen the influence. So we're having a conversation. He's asking me things about scripture that I've even forgotten. He's asking me questions because he's seen it on Superbook. Because of that, somebody can go in and say, I want to change the course of something. I want to change the course of anything that the Lord has committed into your hands. If you do it excellently, one of the reasons why Superbook can compete with things like Spider-Man and any of those other cartoons, because of the level of excellence. If you are not excellence, the people of the world will look at us, look down on us, and say, they don't have stuff. So they do a lot to spend money on their videos. But we are still doing funny, archaic things. But I know that there are people here in this house, giants that God is raising, that he will lavish with wealth. They will spend it for kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name. So stand your ground. Stand your ground. Can we look at what the Bible says in Romans? Romans 12, verse 2. Let me do NLT again if I have NLT. Romans 12, verse 2. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, what is good and pleasing and perfect. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? So God is speaking to someone and say, don't copy the culture of the world. So let me quickly show on how do you escape this. Number one is, don't copy the culture of the world. Number two is to renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? By the studying of the word of God. By aligning what the world says with what scripture says. If it doesn't align, you dump it. You renew your mind by coming to teachings like this and learning new things and unlearning the things you have known. That's how you renew your mind. Apostle Paul says, I die daily. It's not I die yearly. I don't die quarterly. I don't die monthly. I don't die weekly. I die daily. You must be dead to this world. You must be dead to the things that are attractive or distracting you from in this world. You must be so dead that you don't even know what's happening around you. I'm telling you, some people have the latest gist of the latest people. I'm like, what time do you have? No, really, what time? What time do you have to really sit down and dissect and argue? And those that post anything postable, anything goes on your status. Anything. Praise God. Proverbs 4:23 says, you should guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it comes the issues of life. Out of it flows. That's why you make your decision from. Guard your heart with all diligence. It means that if something is coming into your heart, you stop it. It's just like saying you are eating a delicious meal and flies are trying to perch on it. You stop it, right? Or do you allow flies to perch and say, I'll just eat it like that. You try to stop it. You weigh them off. That's what it means to guard your heart with all diligence. It means that things will be flying around. You will see those things. You will encounter those things. But guard your heart. Protect your heart. Because out of it, you will make decisions in life. If you don't protect your mind, don't protect the things that come to your mind, that is where you make decisions from. That is where you make decisions from. So when you hear Christians begin to say things like, you know, this is one of the ways you know that something is going wrong. When you say things like, well, it doesn't really matter. When you start hearing a Christian tell you things like that, What mean? Gone. Something is going wrong. So, a lady is sleeping with her maybe fiance, or a fiance is sleeping with her fiance and fiance. They're sleeping together. And he said, it doesn't really matter to us, just that one person. You are faithfully sinning with one person. Omen, it matters a lot. So they say, oh, the latest thing that girls are liking girls and they're getting married to girls and stuff like that. It's just civilization. You know, the world is evolving. It matters. Why? It's directly negates what the scripture says. It's the direct opposite of what the Bible says. And anything that's direct opposite of what the Bible says comes from darkness. It comes from the devil. And we cannot embrace it. Praise God. I have concerns for this. So I really do have concerns for this. I do have concerns for this. So don't copy the word. And I said you should guard your heart with all diligence. Even if the celebrities validate it, even if the people of the world validate something, if it's not validated by God's word, don't take it. God is all that matters. God is all that matters. Who is feeding you? What are you eating? You are eating the Babylonian meal. You are eating food that is poisonous to your Christian walk, that is poisonous to your faith, and that can destroy you. Who is feeding you? What are you hungry for? Hungry for God or hungry for the world? Who is feeding you? What is satisfying you? What is satisfying your cravings? What is satisfying that thing that you want, that you desire? What is your satisfaction? And the songwriter says that only you can satisfy me. Only you. If the world is still feeding you, you cannot be satisfied by God. If the world is still where you get your relevance from, and approval, you cannot be satisfied by the things of God. They will not ginger you. They will not give you. You will not be excited by those things. You will not be happy. You will not be, you will not be excited about the things of God. If I say feeding from that angle, can you sing that song, choir? Only you can satisfy me. If that song is truly from your heart, I want you to sing that song. Let God be the one that satisfies your soul. Say, Lord, be the only one that satisfies me. Let nothing else be able to satisfy me. Let it be God and nothing else. Let it be only you that satisfies my hunger. Let it be only you that validates my life, that gives me approval. Let it be only you and nothing else in this world. Let it not be the culture of this world. Let me not be so easily adjusted to the culture of this world that I fit in without even thinking, without remembering my person as a Christian, without remembering that I'm a child of God. Let me not fit into the system of the world. Are we praying where you are seated? Satisfy my soul. Let it be only you that satisfies my soul. Rakana Mashada.
Only you can satisfy me. Satisfy my soul,
You're not missing anything. You're not missing anything. You're not missing any single thing from the world. It's just to remind you that we have everything here. Everything. Pray. Don't stop praying. Pray again and say, Lord, satisfy me. Be enough for me. Let me not be so greedy that I still want to go into the world to pick something from there. It's greed to leave the Christendom, to leave our kingdom, and then go to the world to pick something out of there. It's greed to sing their song and change it and put Jesus there. It's greed. When you have the Holy Spirit to inspire you, it's greed to want to copy all of their styles. It's greed. When you have the Holy Ghost on the inside that can inspire your writings, that can inspire your music, can you pray and say, Lord, satisfy me? Be enough for me. Be more than enough for me. Just you. Just you. Satisfy me, Lord.
Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
In Jesus' mighty name. So Jesus says, what are you willing to give up for me? What are you willing? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love gives. Love is sacrificial. Love has a price. And God paid that price when he gave up Jesus. What are you ready to give up for God? I know we are believers. And I know that there's some unbelievers seated here. Right where you are, I believe that this message is already convicting you. And you cannot do this by yourself without the help of the Holy Spirit. When you are seated right there, you can say, Lord, I need you at this time. But for those who are believers, what are you ready to let go and say, I'm done with this? One of the things I never struggled with is worldly songs. I didn't struggle with it. I said, oh, hey, am I a Christian? I'm still singing. I didn't struggle with them. Why? Right from my childhood, they were not my thing. But not my thing. So I'm doing the same for my children, for example, so that when they grow up, as they come to know Jesus, it's not something that I struggle. I think, you know, I'm so used to this artist. I didn't struggle with those things. Not because I did not know some of those songs. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it wasn't a battle of should I let go? Should I delete the song? Should I not delete the song? No, it wasn't a battle. I just was speaking to somebody today. What are you ready to let go? If you say that you love me, it's sacrificial. There's a price to pay. To prove your love. God proved his love for us. In that while we are yet sinners, he sent Christ to die for you. You are now a believer. What are you ready to give up? To say no. That's something that distinguishes me from the world. I'm too emotionally attached to the things of the world. I'm too conscious of no. What are you ready to let go? It profits you nothing if you're on this side and you want to be on the side on the same time. No, you will lose out. You lose that. If you are here, be here. Can you turn to somebody and say, if you are here, be here. If you're a part of this kingdom, remain in this kingdom. Jesus spoke to my heart and I will touch on this and probably end with this. It says not to remove the ancient landmark. We have a culture in Christendom and that culture is what we stick to. When I was praying for this, God, you know, opened my eyes to something that was, you know, being explained to me. And I was talking about the cross. And he brought a song to my heart, Hold Rugged Cross. And he was saying of how people are trying to simplify the cross. Of how people are trying to modernize the cross. And that cross, the old rugged one, is what we still have. People are trying to make it smaller, make it look fashionable. Make it look acceptable. They're trying to modernize it. We will rise as we take this song, Old Rugged Cross. And I believe that the Lord will stir something in the hearts of people. Are you willing to cleave that much?
Let us change it someday for our cross. So I cherish that cross.
Cherish this cross.
Till my trophies at last I lay down. I would cling to the old God that cross. And it's changing someday for so I cherish
the old love
that goes to my trophies at last I lay down.
I'll cling
to the old one that dwells and it's changing. To the old world get to us and
it was the emblem of suffering and shame.
And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I tell you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.